The Southern Christian Leadership Conference played a pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Since the 1960s, the SCLC has lost thousands of members. The Atlanta-based organization, famous for fighting injustice, is now known for infighting. Charles Edwards of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
The Southern Christian Leadership Conference started in 1957. Its goal was to end segregation by using sit-ins, marches, and other nonviolent means. That method led to major reforms like the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts. The late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was SCLC's first president. But even with a famous leader, many young people, even students at Morehouse College, King's alma mater, don't know about the organization.
My name is Christopher Howard. I go to Morehouse College. I'm 18 years old. I'm studying computer science.
And tell me what you know about the SCLC.
Never heard of it.
What if I said the Southern Christian Leadership Conference?
Never heard of it.
That troubles Brenda Davenport. As a college student, Davenport viewed SCLC as an organization designed to help people fight for civil rights. She joined the group and helped organize some of its voter registration drives. Now, one of her jobs at SCLC is bringing black college students into the fold. She says today's students are not as proactive when it comes to civil rights because they don't know the struggle.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents, whoever went through that process of the 60s and the 50s, were so glad to go through them that they didn't tell the story. Your children, or your grandchildren for sure, if we don't tell the story, will really not even know that this time happened.
Davenport also says schools don't teach enough black history. If students don't know about blacks being beaten, bombed, and killed, she says they won't truly appreciate the movement or understand why civil rights is still relevant today. At the same time, Davenport says, SCLC is fighting to prove its relevance.
Have we outlived our usefulness? I think not. Dr. King talked about the triple evils. He talked about poverty, racism, and violence being the triple evils. And any of those three, as long as they exist, there is room for improvement.
Recently, many have criticized SCLC for not advancing the movement and for fighting itself instead of for civil rights. Published news reports reveal bitter disputes over leadership. Its last two presidents, Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, left the organization. Despite the infighting, Shuttlesworth says he's not pessimistic about SCLC's future.
But I don't think it will ever be what it could be with the leadership that helped to cause some of the problems in it.
Even though SCLC has elected a new president in Charles Steele, critics say the damage has been done and the organization's image of peace and nonviolence has been tarnished. Not so, says Steele. At a press conference, the former Alabama state senator said SCLC is still relevant and he pledged to start the healing process.
This is a new day and a new way. Yes, SCLC will not get stuck in a time zone.
Yes, sir.
We will not get stuck in mess. Because we are moving forward,
yes,
and we're moving onward, and upward mobility is a priority of the day.
All right.
Some say another priority for Steele is to make SCLC as visible as the NAACP. That civil rights group has also had its share of problems. A lawsuit and allegations of mishandling money caused people to wonder if it was on its last legs. Even through turmoil, however, the NAACP remained a household name because it has approximately 1,700 adult branches and 190 chapters at colleges across the country. David Ward is president of the NAACP's Morehouse chapter.
You come to Morehouse College and you want to get involved in civil rights or, you know, working on issues, you're going to be a part of the NAACP. It's the prominent civil rights organization for collegiate and even for youth, for high schoolers and middle schoolers there.
SCLC was organized differently from the NAACP. While NAACP diversified, SCLC was set up to be church-based. The group has no college chapters, but Jeremy Pons is trying to change that. Pons sits on SCLC's national board, and he's also a sophomore at Morehouse, where he's setting up a college chapter. Pons is educating students about the group, finding out their issues, and recruiting members.
And that three-step process is really the kind of key ingredients into forming a strong and definite chapter, because once you have a vision and action to follow it, then your realization will come into being a reality.
And some say SCLC needs students if it's going to survive in the future. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.